why it's a great time to be an Ohio State Buckeye fan. And Adam Jardy from the Columbus Dispatch, he covers Ohio State basketball, joins us to help us get ready for tonight's season opener and the Ohio State Buckeye basketball season. All that and more in this episode of Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Tuesday, November 9th in the year 2021, and I want to thank everyone out there for making Locked On Buckeyes their first listen of every single day. Make sure you are subscribed to Locked On Buckeyes on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button. Hit that bell so you're notified every time a new video goes live. Subscribe on your favorite podcast listening app. Some days there will be multiple podcast episodes coming out. You don't want to miss them. Tonight is a night many Buckeye fans have been waiting for a very long time. The Ohio State Buckeye basketball season tips off tonight against the Akron Zips, a team that Ohio State beat on the football field earlier this year. And I believe Ohio State and the basketball team can put the hurting on the Zips tonight as well, with EJ Liddell and the possibility of Justice Suing playing tonight. Now, the conversation I had with Adam Jardy, recorded that last Friday, it was up in the air if Justice Suing was going to play tonight, but I have heard and seen some reports that it's possible Justice Suing will be in the starting lineup tonight. He was not in the starting lineup a week ago when Ohio State had their scrimmage against the University of Indianapolis. It was a starting lineup: Jamari Wheeler, Michi Johnson, Justin Arns. You had EJ Liddell, and then Zed Key. That was a starting five. Still thinking Kyle Young will be out. Of course, Adam Jardy goes into more depth with that. But even though he's out of tonight's game, it's amazing this basketball season is getting tipped off. There was an unfortunate abrupt ending to the conclusion of last year's season when the Oral Roberts Golden Eagles, I believe, took out Ohio State in the first game that Ohio State played in the NC2A tournament. It was weird. The law firm of Ace Smith and O'Banner put a sour taste in many Buckeye basketball fans' mouths. But that's over. That's past. That's gone. That's away with. Michi Johnson, the gentleman that skipped his senior year of high school last year, he was in high school. He didn't drop out. He graduated, and then he joined the Ohio State Buckeye basketball team due to some injuries. He looks like that boy has been in the weight room, and he is growing into his body. He looks solid, looks strong. You got Jamari Wheeler, a transfer from Penn State, who is looking to be defensive player of the year in the conference. EJ Liddell went through the pre-draft process for the NBA and said, it's in my best interest to return to Columbus and continue to play the basketball there for Chris Holtzman. Very excited for that. You got a newcomer in Joey Brunk, who is there now, who another, just like Jamari Wheeler, has played quite a bit of basketball in his time period in college basketball. I do believe Joey Brunk has a spot with this team. I do think Justin Arns, Justice Suing, I do think those two gentlemen make some splashes and they wow people with their play. Let that boy Arns get that lefty shot going smooth as silk. That boy will put it in the bucket really, really quick. We talk about how it's a good time to be a Buckeye fan. The basketball season starts tonight, but it's another reason a great time to be a Buckeye fan, because the football team is in the midst of competing and fighting and trying to win another Big Ten football championship. Yes, they have a game this weekend against the Purdue Boilermakers. You also are trying to get ready to play one game at a time. They got a game coming up against the Michigan State Spartans. There is a 12 noon kickoff on November 13th. That is on ABC. I believe it's on ABC as well. And then you have that game. November 20th. That's a 12 noon kickoff. Then, of course, the game against Michigan at the end of the year, the 12th of November. Big Ten Championship game, December 4th. Assuming everything goes like we think it will, Ohio State has a really good shot to not only, one, be in the Big Ten Championship game, win a Big Ten Football Conference Championship, another one, and then they got a good shot to compete, be in the playoff, and compete to win a national championship. Ohio State basketball, a lot of excitement, a lot of anticipation, a lot of questions about what we're going to see from this team, this team. Nebraska is amazing, and Ohio State has a really good chance, a really good opportunity to put the country on notice, because I do think Ohio State fixes some things on offense, and they will look really good this upcoming weekend. The basketball season starting tonight. The football season, midst of another conference championship run, potential playoff run appearance as well. It's a great time to be a Buckeye. We are right now listening to and reading people talk about, complain about daylight savings time. Oh, I don't like how early it gets dark, and I don't like this, and I don't like that. And people are going to be complaining, griping, moaning, groaning, whatever they want to do, because they just want to be heard. Well, you know what you should do if you're in Columbus, if you're on the Buckeye fan who starts complaining, saying, hey, guys, look, I get it. That's one thing. There's something else better going on right now. Ohio State basketball starts tonight. Ohio State football might win another Big Ten championship. That's amazing. Y'all can complain about things all you want to. Y'all can't control that. Let's look at the positives. Let's think about how great it is to be a Buckeye fan, because the basketball team could win the Big Ten championship this year. It'll be tough, but they can do it. The football team looks like they'll do that thing as well. Basketball season tips off. The football team in the midst of another Big Ten Conference Championship game appearance and win. Let's rejoice. Let's be happy. Let's be excited. It's a great time to be a Buckeye. All right, college football fanatics. Have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. I love this, and I know you will too. Prize Picks offers every sport you could think of, like NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, MLB, soccer, MMA, and more. Prize Picks offers more college football props than anyone in the world and offers all the star players of the Power 5 as well as mid-major players as well. Prize Picks offers any prop you can think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. You pick 2 to 5 players and an over-under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry, and it's just you versus the projected numbers. Use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com or go to your App Store and download the app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. And joining us now here on Locked On Buckeyes, it is Adam Jardy. He covers the Ohio State Buckeye basketball team for the Columbus Dispatch. Adam, welcome back to the podcast.
Hey, Jay, thanks for having me back. It's really good to talk to you again.
Yes, it is. And it's really good and exciting that the basketball season returns tonight. I'm excited for basketball, and I'm sure, Adam, you're excited to see what the Buckeye basketball team does this season.
Oh, absolutely. My kids might not be super excited that I'm going to be away much more than I have been, but there's a lot of questions on this team. There's 15 dudes on this team. Like, there's a lot to really get into this season. So, yeah, I've been counting down the days. I'm excited to get going.
Yeah, no, the kids will be like, Dad, why are you gone? Why are you going away so much? I'm sure they'll be missing you at night, probably a lot more than you think.
Yeah, I got it just the other night from my 4-year-old. He said, Daddy, why do you always work? I said, well, that's kind of my job, buddy. But I do my best to work when you're at school and sleeping. But yeah, it's that time of year. They understand.
It is. It is. I'm excited for this basketball season. A lot of new faces, some returning faces. Happy that Liddell is back. What are some early thoughts about this team?
I think they have more options than I think anybody knows what to do with right now. I mean, I think there's, when you have an experienced roster like this, with, like I said, 15 guys, you've got guys that are in their sixth year of college basketball. I mean, this is, it's really an unprecedented type of season. And I think that's a fascinating just kind of outlook that, you know, you have so many different combinations, so many different possibilities. I don't know what it all looks like. I think the talent level is very high. I think finding out how to get the most out of it is really going to be the biggest challenge this season, because you just have so many different ways you can turn. And then I think when you think about what this team might look like, I have concerns about health. And that's something we've already seen in the preseason here, with Kyle Young has been out for a while with a vestibular dysfunction, and Justice Suing dealing with a groin injury, and Seth Towns has been out with back surgery. You know, those are two starters and a role player that all could play significant, you know, have significant impacts on this season. So I'm very interested in how it all fits together and how it all fits together when they have everybody they expect.
That's one hope that I had for this year for this team was the injuries that plagued the team last year. And yeah, ultimately, I believe, derailed them against Oral Roberts. Ultimately, I was hoping that this year would be a year where the health would be better than it was last year. But you mentioned Suing and Young. I completely forgot about. I knew about Seth Towns' back injury, completely spaced it. I mean, you mentioned those are three guys that played last year, and I was expecting for Towns to make more of a bigger contribution off the bench. Not sure that'll happen early in the season. Not sure when he'll return. It's just unfortunate because he's had one thing after another after another.
Yeah, it really is unfortunate. And that's a guy that you feel for. In the time that I've gotten to know Seth, he's rapidly emerged as one of my all-time favorite athletes. I mean, that dude, just his intellect, he works on a whole different level than I can even comprehend. And every time I get to talk to him, I feel like I come away a little bit smarter and a little bit better informed about the world and the game of basketball. And I come back to a lot. One of the things that he told me very early on when he committed to Ohio State, because he was coming off of having missed 2 years at Harvard with knee injuries. And he said he didn't want to promise like a specific like stat line or numbers or things like that to Ohio State fans. But he said that he wanted it to be very clear that fans would see what it means for him to play for Ohio State. And the fact that he's gotten to do that in some doses at times, but that he has another separate injury that's holding him back now. Like, I really genuinely feel for the guy. I mean, it means a lot to him to have the opportunity to play for Ohio State. This is a kid that grew up with an Ohio State basketball mural on his wall. And the chance to come back after getting a degree from Harvard, which, I mean, we all should aspire to degrees from Harvard, you know, to do all the things that he's done and to have this chance to write this chapter of his career and to have a separate injury. You know, his knees are fine. He's as healthy as knee-wise as he's been in 3-4 years. And then to have this other injury pop up is just really unfortunate. So he should be back sometime late December, early January. But you really just – you hope that he can do what he wants to do at Ohio State, which is leave an impact and show people how much it means to him. And I think the fact that – even just the fact that he's coming back, that he's still trying after so many injuries to fight through it and to play for Ohio State, I think that tells you a lot about his commitment.
What does EJ Liddell's return mean to this year's team?
I think it's huge. You look at why this team was so elite offensively last season. EJ Liddell and Dwayne Washington. I mean, those guys played at all Big Ten levels. EJ's the first team all Big Ten player to come back to Ohio State since Aaron Kraft did. And you don't get those guys to return very often. That's just not how college basketball works anymore. So to have a talent level like that, who says, yeah, I'm coming back, I want to get better, I think that's huge. And I think every conversation about Ohio State this season will revolve around what EJ Liddell is doing, what he can do, how his game has grown. It is interesting. I was looking at like the numbers when Evan Turner came back for his junior year. And, you know, as a freshman, Evan had a role. As a sophomore, he really blossomed. And there was NBA potential there, and he decided to come back. And, you know, you ask, well, how much can his game still grow? He still increased his scoring. He still increased like every statistical category. They put the ball in his hands more. He did more, and he was National Player of the Year. I want to stop short of saying EJ Liddell is going to be National Player of the Year, but I think that he's going to have every chance to increase what he did last season. So much of the offense is going to work through him. And I think as long as he's able to really adapt to more time on the perimeter, I mean, he's just going to be a fascinating, fun dude to watch. And as Chris Holtman said it earlier this season, dude has the best smile in college basketball. And, you know, I just genuinely enjoy getting to know EJ. I'm excited to see what his year looks like. I'm excited to see how much more of an impact he can have on a team where he's the face of it. I mean, he is this year's Ohio State team.
I want to ask you this, more big picture, Big Ten than national. Do you think the Big Ten player of the year is also the national player of the year?
That's a tough one. I don't necessarily think that because I think the Big Ten player of the year, there's so many bigs in the Big Ten that are so good. And I don't know that – I mean, I think that will win you games in the Big Ten, but it's hard for me to imagine a player like a Kofi Coburn or a Hunter Dickinson being a national player of the year. I just don't – I feel like the impact of a big man on the modern game has been diminished to a level where it's hard for me to project that kind of player being a national player of the year. I think if it does happen, I mean, yeah, an EJ Liddell could be a candidate. You know, I'm sure there's other guys you go through the league that you could pick on or you could pick, but I just feel like it's inevitably going to be somebody who's a little bit more versatile than the player who I think will probably end up being Big Ten Player of the Year.
What is your projected starting lineup for the game against Akron? I know down the road you want to fill in Suing and Young where they're supposed to go, but early in the season, Akron and going forward until the other two come back, what is the projected starting five?
Well, I think you definitely start with EJ Liddell at the four, and you start with Jamari Wheeler at the one. Those guys have just really – I mean, EJ was always going to start. We knew that from the second he said he's going to come back. Like, EJ Liddell is going to be the starter. Jamari Wheeler has just been praised by everybody you talk to in this program about just his everyday approach and his intensity and what he brings to this team. You know, he's an elite defender. He wants to be Big Ten Defender of the Year. He needs to grow his offense, but he's going to play a significant role on this team. He's a big part of the reason why I think they will be better defensively than they were last year. And then I think next to him, Michi Johnson starts at the two. I'm really interested in his development and his growth. We haven't seen a full Michi Johnson season in like 3 years because he had the injury at the end of his sophomore year, didn't play his junior year, and then last year graduated early and suddenly trying to learn how to play college basketball in the middle of the Big Ten season. We saw some flashes, but we're going to see a more all-around playmaking type of game for Michi, and I think he starts at the two. And then it gets interesting if Justice Suing doesn't start, does a Justin Arnes, is he the guy? And I think there's a real chance that he is. He's grown his all-around game. I was impressed with his defense and some of the things he showed in the exhibition game. And then I think Zed Key is your starter at the five. Joey Brunk's still working his way back from back surgery, and he's healthy. When I say working his way back, just getting used to playing at a high level for you know, consistent period of time. He struggled in that exhibition. He fouled out against Indianapolis. So there's still some work to be done there. He's going to play a big role for the team, but that's the way I see it right now. I think obviously if Justice Suing is healthy, he starts and plays a lot.
We're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, and it's all one word to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, baseball postseason, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. What can you tell us about Malachi Branham?
He's awesome. I think Ohio State fans are really going to like him. We saw it. I got to watch him during the summer. There's a league here in Columbus called the Kingdom Summer League. Mm-hmm. That's really, really cool. Where you can go out and see these guys play. It's a little bit more organized than an open gym, but you know, Malachi got to go out there, and the first time he played, he really struggled. And then in the second game, I think he put up like 50. And
oh, wow.
He's,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, and it might've been 40. He's had multiple games where he's topped 40 points in that league. And you could just see like the competitive desire and the intensity that dude brings. He's Mr. Basketball in Ohio last year. He brings a lot of pride to what he's going to give Ohio State. There were some questions about how would he adapt to the college level, because at Akron St. Vincent St. Mary, they asked him to do a lot of things. He was posting up. He was using his size advantage to take, you know, to work to his advantage. And he doesn't have to do that stuff at Ohio State. They want him on the wing. He's a guard. The question was, how would he adapt to that? And every report I've gotten has been that he's really, really exceeded some of those early expectations. I had someone tell me that his everyday approach in practice is very uncommon for a freshman, that he has just come in with the right attitude and the right drive, and he's really made a lot of people big fans of his. And so I think he's the kind of guy that if Ohio State has a season where they are, where the Buckeyes are like competing for a Big Ten title, I think Malachi's in the running for like Big Ten Freshman of the Year. I think nobody's talking about him in those words just yet, but I think that potential is there. I think that's where this season could be for him.
Cedric Russell is someone that I was thinking would start at the two spot in the shooting guard spot instead of Michi Johnson. I understand he's new to the team, but I thought that his scoring and how he can just put the ball in the basket would be very big for this team early in the season. But you say Michi Johnson, am I expecting too much from Cedric Russell early in the season?
I don't think you're alone in that. I think a lot of people I've gotten a lot of people that have said to me that, yeah, they think he's going to start. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. I've had my reservations for a while. I mean, I think he's a player and I think he can help them at times. If you go back about 10, 12 years or so, there was a year where an Ohio State really needed a guard. They went out and brought in Jeremy Simmons, who was a JUCO transfer, and he's really, really highly rated. He had done great things at that level, but he struggled adjusting to the Division I, you know, high major level. And I think that's where Cedric is. There's still a belief that by the time, you know, we're a couple games in, maybe December, January, maybe he sort of starts to hit his stride and figures it out. But he has struggled in the preseason. He did not play well in these close scrimmage that they had against Ole Miss. He was the last guy off the bench in the exhibition against Indianapolis. And he struggled once he got into game. He kind of forced his shot a little bit, wasn't particularly proficient. He likes his shot, and he's going to have opportunities. This is a wide-open backcourt, and I think you're going to see everybody that can play get some early opportunities, and he's going to have those. But I think right now he's clearly behind just about everybody on the depth chart, and there's a potential for him to climb that. And like I said, he'll have those chances, but he has not adapted to the level quite as quickly as I think the outside world might have expected.
Will we see Michi Johnson also play the possible point guard role with the second unit?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And it's interesting. He was asked about that in the exhibition, about how when he's playing with Jamari, obviously Jamari's not known for his offense, but Michi can sort of be a little bit more aggressive and look for his shot and look for ways to be a playmaker. And then there's going to be times where we're going to see, I think, Michi Johnson, Malachi Branham on the court together. Mm-hmm. And so you've got two dudes who basically should be freshmen. I mean, it's Michi's second year. They're both classified as freshmen. So in that case, you know, he's looking probably to feed Malachi and to feed EJ and to run the offense. But yeah, he's very much going to be used as a combo guard, a guy who can play off of Jamari, but then also dictate the offense when Jamari's on the bench.
I got to say, Michi Johnson, his body does not look like a freshman body at all. He put on some weight in the offseason.
He looks stronger. He looks bigger. I'm so fascinated with so many aspects of this team. And he's right at the top of that list because, like I said, we just haven't seen it. And I think he's a guy that at the end of the season, we're probably going to be talking about him as a guy who's one of the most used players. He's probably going to be top five in minutes played. He's going to be a top five scorer on this team. And we haven't seen he hasn't been able to play consistently for so long because of the injury and then, you know, the early graduation last year. I was very impressed with what I saw from him in the scrimmage because he did things I didn't know he could do. He ran the ball or he pushed the ball in the open court. And he drove the rim and scored and drew fouls and got to the line and things that he wasn't asked to do last year. Now, there were mistakes, and he had two shots blocked on drives that he shouldn't have made, and he had a couple of turnovers. You're going to learn from those things. He's going to grow. But he's a really interesting guy because he's really talented. He's a great leader, but he's really kind of flown under the radar because of injuries, we just haven't seen a lot of him in the last few years.
Last but not least, there's a game tonight against Akron. What should fans expect? Should they expect a blowout of Akron? I heard Chris Holtman say Akron's a good basketball team. What are kind of your thoughts as the basketball season starts tonight with Ohio State taking the court against the Zips?
I mean, Akron was picked sort of in the middle of the MAC, and the MAC is a really good conference. I don't ever want to downplay the quality of basketball there. My parents went to Bowling Green. I grew up in Toledo. Like, I love me some MAC basketball. But I don't expect that Akron has the type of firepower to come in and beat Ohio State. I wouldn't think that's – if the season starts off that way, it's not the end of the season, but that would be a significant morale blow for a team that did end its season last year in a very rough fashion. I think it's going to test some guys in some ways they haven't been. I mean, I think it's a big day for Michi and Malachi, and you know, you kind of go down the list. But it, at the end of the day, it's a mid-major team that Ohio State should take care of. It will be interesting. There's a lot of emotional ties there. I mean, John Gross played college basketball with Chris Holtmann when they were at Taylor University, and their former coach, Paul Patterson, recently passed away. This is the first game those guys will be coaching without their coach, you know, without being able to call him after the game. And there's going to be an emotional component to this game that I've written about at dispatch.com that I think we'll put a little bit more intrigue into what otherwise might not be that exciting of a game.
Adam, this has been fun, man. A lot of fun catching up with you again. If you could let everybody know where they can catch you on Twitter and where they can read some of your work as well.
Sure, yeah, and it's so much fun talking to you as well. You can find me on Twitter at Adam Jardy. You can read my stuff at dispatch.com and buckeyeextra.com. Everything goes up there.
And guys, you can follow me on Twitter at jsteven07. We will be excited watching the game. We'll have a recap show after the game as well. I'm excited for basketball. I know Adam's excited. I hope you are too. Basketball and football at the same time, you can't beat it.
I'm just happy basketball season's starting, man. This is the best time of year.